In combat, said Ali, we'd know who the officers serving under us were.
That would matter if you depended on them to give you information. But you do not. All the information you need is conveyed to your simulator and appears in the display. So you give your orders orally as well as manually. Just assume that you will be obeyed. Your teachers will be monitoring the orders you give to help you learn to be explicit and immediate. You will also have to master the technique of switching back and forth between crosstalk among yourselves and giving orders to individual ships. It's quite simple, you see. Turn your heads to the left or right to speak to each other, whichever is more comfortable for you. But when your face is pointing straight at the display, your voice will be carried to whatever ship or squadron you have selected with your controls. And to address all the ships under your control at once, head straight forward and duck your chin, like this. What happens if we raise our heads? Asked Shen. Ali answered before the teacher could. Then you're talking to God. After the laughter died down, the teacher said, Almost right, Ali. When you raise your chin to speak, you'll be talking to your commander. Several spoke at once. Our commander? You did not think we were training all of you to be supreme commander at once, did you? No, no. For the moment, we will assign one of you at random to be that commander, just for practice. Let's say, the little one, you, Bean.
I'm supposed to be commander?
Just for the practices. Or is he not competent? You others will not obey him in battle? The others answered the teacher with scorn. Of course Bean was competent. Of course they'd follow him.
But then he never did win a battle when he commanded Rabbit Army, said Fly Molo.
Excellent. That means that you will all have the challenge of making this little one a winner in spite of himself. If you do not think that is a realistic military situation, you have not been reading history carefully enough. So it was that Bean found himself in command of the 10 other kids from battle school. It was exhilarating, of course, for neither he nor the others believed for one moment that the teacher's choice had been random. They knew that Bean was better at the simulator than anybody. Petra was the one who said it after practice one day.
Hell, Bean, I think you have this all in your head so clear you could close your eyes and still play.
It was almost true. He did not have to keep checking to see where everyone was. It was all in his head at once. It took a couple of days for them to handle it smoothly, taking orders from Bean and giving their own orders orally along with the physical controls. There were constant mistakes at first, heads in the wrong position so that comments and questions and orders went to the wrong destination. But soon enough it became instinctive. Bean then insisted that others take turns being in the command position.
I need practice taking orders just like they do, he said, and learning how to change my head position to speak up and sideways.
The teacher agreed, and after another day, Bean had mastered the technique as well as any of the others. Having other kids in the master seat had another good effect as well. Even though no one did so badly as to embarrass himself, it was clear that Bean was sharper and faster than anyone else, with a keener grasp of developing situations and a better ability to sort out what he was hearing and remember what everybody had said.
You're not human, said Petra. Nobody can do what you do.
Am so human, said Bean mildly. And I know somebody who can do it better than me.
Who's that? She demanded.
Ender. They all fell silent for a moment.
Yeah, well, he ain't here, said Vlad.
How do you know? Said Bean.
For all we know, he's been here all along.
That's stupid, said Dink.
Why wouldn't they have him practice with us? Why would they keep it a secret?
Because they like secrets, said Bean. And maybe because they're giving him different training. And maybe because it's like Zinterklaas. They're going to bring him to us as a present.
And maybe you're full of merda, said Dumper.
Bean just laughed.
Of course it would be Ender.
This group was assembled for Ender. Ender was the one all their hopes were resting on. The reason they put Bean in that master position was because Bean was the substitute.
If Ender got appendicitis in the middle of the war, it was Bean they'd switch the controls to. Bean who'd start giving commands, deciding which ships would be sacrificed, which men would die. But until then, it would be Ender's choice, and for Ender, it would only be a game. No deaths, no suffering, no fear, no guilt. Just a game. Definitely it's Ender. And the sooner the better. The next day, their supervisor told them that Ender Wiggin was going to be their commander starting that afternoon. When they didn't act surprised, he asked why. Because Bean already told us.